Dry weather and sunshine continues, at least for today, across upstate New York and interior New England. Continue to enjoy that warm-up as well. Temperatures about 5 degrees above average for this time of the year. A nice taste of spring. Tomorrow, though, changes return to the forecast. We'll keep the milder temperatures, but clouds will increase late day from west to east, and we'll eventually see some organized rainfall on tap. That'll likely overspread the region by Tuesday evening and hang on for much of the day on Wednesday. Heaviest rainfall at this point looks to target the lower Hudson Valley and into parts of southern New England. Colder conditions will also return as well for your day Wednesday. Back to near average for your day on Thursday, but clouds and a few showers will stick around as the upper-level system slowly drifts through of the region. By Friday, we'll be in between systems. That's going to allow for some sunshine. To return to the region, expect partly cloudy skies by late day, but temperatures will be feeling a little bit better, back above average for this time of the year. By the weekend, the pattern becomes active once again as rain showers are expected for much of the day on Saturday, drying out by Sunday, but both days expected to be colder than average once again. Taking a look at potentially significant weather around the country, widely scattered thunderstorms are expected to develop over portions of Georgia this afternoon and into the early evening, along and ahead of a surface cold front. This is going to offer at least a marginal condition for all severe weather types during the time the activity is in the warm sector of a warm frontal zone. Ongoing areas of clouds and precipitation, along with embedded showers and thunderstorms, will shift northeastward across the remainder of northeastern Florida and into northern and eastern Georgia, eventually to South Carolina throughout the day today. Contributing to the severe weather possibility will be surface dew points in the mid-60s, strong daytime heating, vertical wind shear, and a lot of atmospheric instability. This could lead to a couple of isolated supercells, some of which could be tornadic. For those traveling across the Northeast today, quiet weather in New York City. Highs will be in the mid-60s with just a light afternoon breeze out of the southeast. In Boston, a high near 60, light afternoon wind out of the southeast as well. In Buffalo, sunshine continues. High temperatures today in the mid-60s, just a south wind around 5 to 10. Your 24-hour temperature extremes ran from 15 degrees this morning at Escort Station, Maine, to 103 at Thermal and Death Valley, California. That was yesterday afternoon. Toasty one there. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny skies continue today. Highs will be in the mid to upper 50s for the Adirondacks. A little bit warmer, low to mid 60s across the North Country and into the Champlain Valley, just the south wind around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear skies, but a pretty good range of low temperatures. We're as cold as the upper 20s to lower 30s in the Adirondacks, low to mid 30s across the North Country, and lower 40s for the Champlain Valley. Wind will be light. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny skies will continue today with highs in the upper 60s. Just a light afternoon wind out of the south. Tonight, clear skies with lows falling into the upper 30s under a light south wind. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny skies will continue today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Expect a light afternoon wind out of the south. Tonight, clear skies will continue. Lows will fall into the mid to upper 30s with light wind. For the greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, sunny skies today. High temperatures will be in the mid to upper 60s. A light afternoon wind out of the south. Tonight, clear skies will continue as well. Low temperatures will fall into the low to mid 30s for the Greens and northern Berkshires, while the Capital District falls in the mid to upper 30s, all under a light southerly wind. Your regional forecast for tomorrow, highs are above average, reaching the upper 60s under partly cloudy skies that will become mostly cloudy by dusk. Rain expected shortly thereafter. That rain will continue overnight into your day on Wednesday, eventually clearing late day. Highs will be noticeably cooler as well, only reaching the mid-50s. Clouds will stick around for your day on Thursday. High temperatures, though, trying to rebound into the 60s. Can't rule out the possibility of a few showers as well. Will dry out and clear out for your day on Friday. High temperatures will be back above average, reaching the mid-60s. That's going to be ahead of a weekend cool down and more wet weather. That will arrive on Saturday. High temperatures will be in the mid-50s. Sunday, we dry out, but not warming up a whole lot. Highs will remain cool, only reaching the 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.